No one has a temper naturally so good that it does not need attention and cultivation, and no one has a temper so bad but that by proper culture it may become pleasant. One of the best disciplined tempers ever seen was that of a gentleman who was naturally quick, irritable, rash, and violent, but by having the care of the sick and especially of deranged people, he so completely mastered himself that he was never known to be thrown off his guard. The difference in the happiness which is received or bestowed by the man who governs his temper and that by the man who does not is immense. There is no misery so constant, so distressing, and so intolerable to others as that of having a disposition which is your master and which is continually fretting itself. There are corners enough at every turn in life against which we may run, and at which we may break out in impatience if we choose. Look at Roger Sherman, who rose from a humble occupation to a seat in the First Congress of the United States, and whose judgment was received with great deference by that body of distinguished men. He made himself master of his temper, and cultivated it as a great business in life. There are one or two instances which show this part of his character in a light that is beautiful. One day, after having received his highest honors, he was sitting and reading in his parlor.